Hi guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt Backchat Podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Oh, well, that was an exciting day yesterday.
Oh, wow, wasn't it? Wasn't it just such a wonderful statement of respect and love and commitment and huge majority for marriage equality.
I guess another side for you as well, because you have to talk to a lot of other leaders, is putting us on the world map, because I think we were seen as a bit behind on a global scale for it, would you say?
Yeah, well, there are a lot of countries that have made same-sex marriage legal ahead of us, particularly in the English-speaking world. But, you know, we've done this in a very, very democratic way. Mm-hmm. What an enormous affirmation.
Huge
vote, 80% participation, and then a massive majority. So I think this was a great exercise in Australian democracy and a great demonstration of our commitment to a fair go.
What happens now? What is the time limit? Because I know you guys are finishing Parliament, I think, maybe on the 6th or the 8th of December. So what is the earliest possible that people can get married?
Well, Parliament can sit longer. I mean, we can obviously change our sitting days.
Yeah.
I think we're all committed to getting this done before Christmas. And as I've said elsewhere, you know, it's a fascinating subject, but I don't think anyone wants to be debating it here on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So the debate starts in the Senate this morning on the bill. It was introduced yesterday, so no time was wasted there. The Senate will continue it, debate amendments, you know, which will either get up or not in the week of the 27th. And then the following week, it will come down to the House of Representatives. So, look, I'm very, very confident this will all be done before Christmas.
And what about all this talk about legislation of if a baker doesn't want to bake a cake for gay people and blah, 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 blah? What's going to happen with all of that?
Well, I don't believe anyone will move an amendment of that kind. I certainly wouldn't support it, and I don't think anyone else would or hardly anyone else would. This is all about reducing discrimination and recording respect, equal respect and recognition to committed relationships between gay couples. So I think that's that's what this is all about.
I have to learn some new lines because I'm a civil celebrant and we always have to learn saying a marriage is between a man and a woman to the exclusion of all others.
Ooh.
So now I have to change the wording. I look forward to finding out what it is.
Well, you'll no doubt be in demand for more weddings after this is all legislated through the Parliament.
Yes, you will, Abs. You're going to be busy.
Yes, I've promised so many friends of mine, Malcolm. I'm so nervous. I can't afford all these weddings that I'm going to be going to.
And not to mention now, you're going to have to add straight onto the end of LGBTQITRTYTZCXXX, whatever it is.
I have never got my head around that extraordinary acronym, you know. Yeah. So many letters.
Because we're all people, Malcolm. That's why.
Why don't we just do people?
Just people.
No, but it's getting so long.
I'm with you, mate. I'm with you. Well, you know, I also want to say, too, a lot of people, and I only changed my mind on this overnight last night with the money that was spent on the plebiscite. Mm. When I sat down and thought about it, I actually think it's great what you've done there with it, Malcolm, because
thank you.
If it had have gone to Parliament, I feel like it wouldn't have passed.
Got rejected. Yep.
And I think by you sticking your neck out, spending the money, it's put it out there that people have said yes. So people who are voting no in the Parliament now have to rethink it because their people in their electorate have said this is what we want.
Mm. Yeah, look, it's a divisive social issue and people have different views, you know, really strongly held views, which we must respect, as I said right through the debate. If you want your view on this to be respected, you've got to respect the other person's view. Mm. And so everyone had their say. Every single Australian, 80% took up that opportunity, which is a massive participation. Everyone has been heard. The vote is overwhelmingly in favour of legalising same-sex marriage. And so that's, and the message is, okay, members of Parliament and senators, you've got them, you've heard our message, now get on with it and get it done. Mm-hmm. That's up to us. You know, we work for you. You are our bosses, so we have to get on.
Cool, can I have a coffee?
Do the job.
Nope.
He's got a busy day, man.
I'm not a citizen. Wrong person to ask.
Final question.
Enjoy the debate.
Oh, no, you're not a citizen.
No.
You're not a citizen. Don't run for Parliament.
We have to let you go, but last question before we get out. Will we see many Liberal Party members at Mardi Gras in leathers and nipple pasties dancing?
You never know. You never know. It is a broad church, as John Howard always said.
Love it.
Thank you so much, Malcolm Turnbull.
Thanks a lot.